Welcome back to WREM Morning Show. Joining on the phone, I've got Aaron Buckmaster from the Knox County Humane Society. Aaron, how you doing?
Well, it's a great day. The sun's shining,
yeah.
And it's cooler. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
it was. Get to go outside and play and enjoy the good weather.
It's been like 40-some degrees in the morning. I got my long johns out already.
I know. You know, we had so many really hot days that, you know, I always tell them on days like this, I say, you know, it's a good day to get all the dogs out in the park when possible. So, you know, it's funny, after those really hot days, you really enjoy the cooler ones. But then the thought of it getting cold weather really coming on, it kind of worries you.
Yeah, it does. It does. How's things at the shelter?
Well, everything's going really good. We have a lot of old dogs. I'd like to talk about the old dogs if possible. We have some there that really need good homes, and, you know, they're very sweet. They're housebroke. They'd be good additions. They're quieter. And, you know, we really have reduced fees on all of our animals, especially the older dogs, to good homes, because that's the most important part. It's not about the money. It's about getting that right home. We have, like, Sandy. Her owner had to go to Florida because there was an illness in the family. So he ended up going to Florida, and he had Sandy a long time. And she's a great dog. She's a terrier, probably about, I would say, 50, 60 pounds. But she's really sweet. She'd be an easy, great companion dog. And all of these older dogs, I think we've got about four of them. If you're interested, please come in and look at them, and we'll work out some kind of a way where you can get to know them and maybe adopt one and take them home.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And I think the idea of getting a senior dog that's an interesting subject.
It's wonderful because, you know what, they're past the chewing. We have so many of those, just like, well, I think I have four senior dogs in the shelter right now. And they need homes just as bad as a puppy. And let me tell you, they're so much easier than puppies. But they always have to be the right situation. Some are maybe might not be good with the little kids because, you know, they're arthritic or whatever. But
right.
If you're interested in a senior dog, please call us or please call me directly, and I'd be glad to set you up for a meet and greet.
I know we're talking about senior dogs, but you got a pretty good variety there right now, I'm sure.
We do. You know, the smaller dogs always go fast. The senior dogs are bigger dogs, you know, that, you know, really need homes, and they seem to stay there. If they were little senior dogs, it seems like they go faster. So, but if you have the place and the heart, please come in and check us out because I'd help you get one of them.
Yeah.
They need good homes. We love them all.
You got an event coming up.
We do. It's going to be October the 22nd. It's our third annual doggy car ride that kind of took the place of the doggy jog with the pandemic and everything. But, you know, we're going to have, you know, the first 100 that come through will get a $5 gas card to Casey.
Oh.
So, yes, and that's kind of plus their T-shirt with the entry, but they have to drive through the day of the event. So, and then we have Puppuccinos for the dogs, and Rick Krotz will be there taking photos of all the pets, and it'll kind of be a dress-up affair. So it's going to be a fun event, and all that money goes to help all the animals, including those old senior dogs that no one wants.
Yeah, I was going to say, give kind of the premise of why you have the doggy car ride, but you kind of got started there.
Yes, and, you know, and we have, you know, it was a doggy jog, but with the pandemic, it was just so hard. But, you know, every dog likes a car ride. It doesn't have to be a dog. If your cat likes to ride in a car, you know, that cat can come through. We had even a pet pig come through last year.
Nice. That would have been interesting.
And a pet raccoon. So, I mean, it's for everybody. So, and who doesn't like a car ride? And, you know, you never have to get out of the car. It's good because older people can go, too, instead of worrying about getting drug behind their dog trying to walk it.
Yeah, I think it's
just
a great idea.
It's a fun event. And, you know, we put in pavement all the way around our shelter now. So come out and see what we've done. And you can see all of the dogs through the plexiglass now, too. We've got all our pet doors. And we've had to do a lot of improvements just to get through this pandemic. And you know, a lot of them have been, there's been some good things about the pandemic. And we've had to improve a lot of the situations. So the animals can almost be seen all the time now because you can come and see them really through the plexiglass anytime during the day.
Nice. Yeah. Always improvements going on there.
It is. And the best improvement at all are good homes for all those animals. So we have reduced fees on most of our pets. And even if we have kittens in there, we're waiving the fees on those too. So please come in and save a pet.
Also, donations. Always want to bring up donations whenever you and I speak. What do you need?
Absolutely. We always need kitty litter. We've had so many cats lately. You know, it is the season of kittens. And like I said, we've almost been waiving the fee on there. We always need kitty litter constantly. Blankets coming up for the winter, so we appreciate any help we get like that. But kitty litter is always in big demand, so we go through a lot of that every week. And clumping, please. Okay. So that really helps us out, too.
Right.
So anyway, well, I'm hoping that our doggy car ride's good, and I'm hoping everybody has a – I hope our year improves.
Yes, I do,
don't
too.
Don't you think?
Yes, for sure.
It's the beginning. It's cool. It's a great day. Come out and see our pets.
Yeah.
Get a pet.
Give the details of the doggy car ride, the date and the times and all that just one more time before I let you go.
Okay. It's going to be October the 22nd, which is on a Saturday. It's 11 to 1, and it's just a drive-through. You come through. You give us your registration. And driving through that day, like I said, you get a $5 gas card to Casey's, plus your T-shirt. The day of it will be $20. You can pre-register, but you still have to drive through to get the doggy car ride. It'll be anyone that comes through, the first 100 gets a $5 gas card and your T-shirt. So, and a photo of you and your pet by Rick Cross. So I think it'll be a great event.
Absolutely. It always is. And thank you for all the thank you and all the folks at the Knox County Humane Society for the good work you do.
Well, thanks for having us, and we appreciate all the help you give us. So thank you so much, and we're looking forward to that doggy car ride.
Sounds good. All right, Aaron, we'll talk to you next month and talk more about the doggy car ride.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. That's Aaron Buckmaster with the Knox County Humane Society here on The Morning Show. We'll be back.